Our next public hearing is conditional use 1700, Steve and Wendy Mitchell.
This is an application of Steve and Wendy Mitchell to consider the conditional use of land in the AR1 agricultural residential district for a deli store to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Gumboro 100, Sussex County, containing 7.4183 acres more or less, lying northwest of Route 26, 325 feet south of Road 424. I would receive a comment from VLDOT. They advised that a traffic impact study was not recommended. And on December the 6th, we received a letter addressed to the commission. Hi, John Downs, and in favor of Steve and Wendy Mitchell getting the deli slash store. And it, as I said, it was signed by John Downs. That's all I have, Mr. Weekly, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir, thank you. Is there someone here representing this application this evening?
I am.
And you are?
Wendy Mitchell.
Okay, you've heard what our assistant directors had to say. Do you have anything you wish to add or clarify for us?
One thing I have, I'm sure the site plan that you're looking at is, it's not professional. But I do have a new one if you're interested in it.
Sure, you would hand it to our attorney and he'll look at that and see if it's something we can accept. You're doing fine.
Should I?
Proceed.
Yeah, go ahead.
The town of Gumboro is in serious need of a store. The town has been without an establishment since the close of the original store. Local people are forced to travel 10 miles in either direction to obtain milk, bread, food, and other miscellaneous items. Also, a new establishment would bring job opportunities to our community. It would also serve the people who are passing through our town. With that said, the hours of operation would be Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. until 8 p.m., closed on Sundays. We will not be selling lottery cigarettes or alcohol. In closing, my husband and I are looking forward to serving our community as well as those who are passing through.
All right, ma'am. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. Mr. Gordy, I think this lies in your vast territory.
So you're planning on selling like milk, bread, and groceries, more or less?
And food. Yeah. Cooked food.
Cooked food. Okay. Your husband's not going to do any cooking, is he?
We hope not.
Okay, good.
You've had his food before?
No. Can we put a stipulation on that?
We can, yes.
So you're planning on building a building that's how big?
Approximately 40 by 40.
40 by 40. Okay, you put that on there, yeah. And got your hours here of 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Monday through Saturday, okay? Sunday hours, all right? A sign, you'll have a sign out front?
We'd like to have a sign out front.
Do you want a lighted sign?
We would like to have a lighted sign, yes.
And will you have a dumpster on site?
Yes.
Okay. So we can put a condition on it that it'll be screened from neighbors or in the public highway?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. How about security lighting?
We will have that, yes.
Okay. All right. How about selling crafts and all that? Will you plan on doing that?
No, sir.
Okay, just more or less groceries?
Groceries, yes. And food.
Yes.
Cooked food.
That's all the questions I have.
All right, so Mr. Smith.
Hi there. Have you given any consideration to perhaps having a fence down the west side, I guess, in the rear, just to sort of, if this were approved, set your property off from the chicken house?
Yes, we've considered that.
So if the commission wanted to see that on the final site plan, you'd
be
agreeable to have some type of fencing. That's all the questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Johnson.
Have you had a septic feasibility study done on this parcel?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is that in the record?
Do you have a copy of it?
I don't have a copy of it, no.
Okay.
Usually on
Well, I was gonna say on a conditional use.
Conditional uses, we don't require them.
I mean, it matters, but not to this decision we're making.
I have no further questions.
All right, sir, Mr. Burton.
Where would they park? Do they park in the front?
In the front, yes.
So everything would be in the front, and then you'd go around the building and go back out?
No further questions.
Okay, Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Mr. Couts?
Any outside display or storage?
I'm sorry?
Any outside display or storage or anything outside the building?
No.
Everything's gonna be within the building?
Mr. Robertson?
No questions.
All right, we thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1700 Steve and Wendy Mitchell? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1700? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing and invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening and see if we make a decision, or you may wish to just call the office in the morning. Thank you.